Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning we're coming to talk with you about Nicholas House, a very special homeless shelter here in Atlanta that works specifically with families. And I am so excited to welcome a graduate of that program, Miss Roshan. Roshan, thank you for coming to share. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So, you know, most of us in the community, when we think of homeless, we think of the kind of senior citizen men that we see often on the streets. And when I tell people that the average age of a homeless person in our community is 9, you know, it's like a mind-blown moment. No one kind of understands that. So could you share with our listeners just a little bit of your story of how you came to, you know, find home at the Nicholas House?
Well, I had lost my place with some family, and someone from my local church, they recommended, you know, the Nicholas House to us. And when we went, at first I was nervous and scared and afraid, because when you think of homelessness, you think of the people on the street and not being in the facility. But when we went to the Nicholas House, it opened up so many different things to me, like just a different atmosphere of home, because that's what it brought to us, a home, a family. And our structure, I always say that so much, because when we was at the Nicholas House, that's what it pretty much brought for me and my children. And it was not on the streets, but we were in a warm facility like a home.
And so now, how did you get there? You're saying that you lost a place with family, mm-hmm. but how did you end up in that situation?
I ended up in a situation due to basically trusting other people, we all lost it. So we all had to go our separate ways and go where we needed to go. It was their family and my family as well. Two families together, and we just got evicted. So we had to find somewhere to go. I was in a transitional house extended stay, excuse me, before I actually came to the Nicholas House. And that's how I ended up in a situation with my family.
And an extended stay is really not an option for home, because it's almost as expensive to stay in an extended stay facility as it is to have a monthly mortgage or monthly rent. So that is never really a solution.
No, it's not. That was a little bit scary for us as well, because like you said, it did become very expensive for us. And when I got down to the bottom and we had extended all our resources, we really had nowhere to go. But right at the nick of time, the Nicholas House called us, and we were able to stay in a transitional house right until the Nicholas House called us, and we was able to flow right into it. So we never had to stay on the streets or anything.
So tell our listeners, when that, you know, transitional housing ended and you got the call from Nicholas House and you go to Nicholas House, what was the day-to-day like? What was that, you know, kind of a, as you said, you all were kind of spiraling out of control and you hit this wonderful platform called the Nicholas House. What happened with you and your family, and what was that experience like for you?
The experience with the Nicholas House when we first got there, of course, like I said, it was a little bit scary because it was something new to us. But once we got there, they gave us everything that we needed, bedding, clothes, all of the resources that we needed to be self-sufficient while we were there in the Nicholas House, toiletries, bedding, like I said, deodorant. whatever we needed, we had gotten the moment we came through the door. We was able to wash our clothes. Everything was just so, wow, amazing to me. Just coming straight in, we were able to get everything that we needed, right, coming straight in the door. Nicholas House.
And sometimes those are the things that people don't think about. You know, you don't think about it. You think, okay, homeless, but do you think about the fact that you need toiletries? If you don't have a home, where do you keep your toiletries? And where do you keep your toothbrush? And, you know, all of those kinds of things that also disappear when, you know, your home disappears.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. But we were able to get everything that we needed, all our necessities, walking straight into the door at the Nicholas House.
And your family was able to stay together. You and your children right. were housed together and not separated.
Right. And I thought that we were because I have an older son, but they allowed my son to come with us and my daughter. And that's what made it all hopeful for me, because I know some facilities, they didn't have that, but Nicholas House did. So I was grateful for that.
And then what were some of the other things that Nicholas House provided for you so that when it was time for you and your family to be on your own, you were able to manage much better?
Well, the resources for jobs, we were able to get resources for jobs and home. I was able to transition into my own place. And I was able to get the help that I needed with my rent and my utilities, everything that I needed to transition into something that I could call my own home. So that was awesome for me. It helped me to get back on my feet the way I needed to be.
And you're moving forward.
Yes, I am.
Now, what is it like for you to now be this ambassador, so to speak, for this program that was able to help you, you know, become the person that you always wanted to be?
I feel really good about it. And one of the reasons why I feel really good about it, because I'm not only an ambassador for it, but my children are as well, especially my son, because when he came to the Nicholas House, he was so shy. He didn't know who he was really much. And he became to know more who he was when we came to the Nicholas House. So he's also became an ambassador for just homelessness as a whole. And he's a teenager and he's not ashamed of our transition. And he's opened up and it helped me to open up. So to get out of the fear of thinking something that was bad ended up turning around for our good. So.
And now as you move forward and as you, you know, are an ambassador for Nicholas House, I'm sure you encounter other moms that are, you know, just like you, who are walking in that door for the first time. You know, what do you share with those moms? What do you explain to them about your experience to help them as they start on a new experience?
I always tell them to take every opportunity, learn from it, move forward in it, because if you go into a situation, every opportunity is not against you, but it's for you. And some people think that is, you know, against you, but it's really for you to help better you in your walk. So I just tell people to go strive, get every opportunity, every resource that you get from the organization and go forward with it. So you could be off the streets and become self-sufficient to what you need to do. So. Yeah.
And now you know about the Sleep Out that's coming up on October 5th. And when I participated last year, a lot of the families were with us as we were getting ready to, you know, find our places and having food and conversation. What do you want to say to people who might be, you know, considering this opportunity? What do you want to say to them about the Sleep Out?
I would say it's well worth it to help families just like mine, to get off the streets and to become self-sufficient in life as a whole. Everybody needs the help. We all need the support. We need the community to do what's necessary to put an end to it as much as possible. One day at a time, one person at a time, one family at a time, to get us to where we need to be.
And now, Roshan, one last question. You have said a couple of times that you have become self-sufficient. You talk about having your own place to live, your own job. What is that like for you? I mean, when you kind of sit back and think about 2016, when you started, you know, Nick of Time, out of transitional housing, and to today, how do you now feel about, you know, having your own and being self-sufficient?
I feel really good. It gives me peace, peace of mind, and just being able to do what I want to do and just laying back and just enjoying my family. I love it. I enjoy it. And I'm so glad that I'm able to be self-sufficient again and showing my kids what's necessary. You may go through life, you may go through ups and downs, but if you keep on striving, doors are open for you that you could never imagine. So I'm grateful for that.
That keep moving forward mentality.
Yes.
Roshan, thank you. I mean, honest, thank you so much for coming and sharing with our listeners just a little bit of your story, because this could happen to any, you know, we're all one day or one week away from possibly circumstances changing, and all of a sudden you're in the same situation.
Right.
So thank you. I mean, it's very brave of you
and
to come.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Good morning, good people. I am Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, we're talking about homelessness in Atlanta with one of our favorite homeless advocates, the Nicholas House. And we are now joined by Dennis Bowman, the executive director of the Nicholas House.
Hello.
Mr. Bowman, Dennis, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, Dennis, would you share with our listeners that thing that differentiates the Nicholas House from some of our other homeless shelters in our community?
Sure. Well, Nicholas House focuses on homeless families. Our mission is to help homeless families become self-sufficient long-term. And we do that by providing a temporary place to stay, but then addressing the root causes of why a family is homeless, so they're never homeless again when they leave our services. And one of the key things is that we take any type of family whatsoever. So certainly there's single moms with kids, but there's single dads with kids. There's couples with children, extremely large families, you know, families with teenage boys. And why that's unique is so often in homeless services, genders are separated, couples are separated. Boys as young as 11 might have to go to a youth shelter, and we keep the entire family intact.
And why does that make such a difference? I when I heard that, you know, single mothers were going to shelters and they were taking the son to, you know, one place and then the daughter and the mom to another place, is it just difficult to keep families together? Or is that, you know, that's how we did it last year, so...
It's just a long history of agencies with different policies, and maybe it's just the structure of their buildings and they feel it's a security issue. But Nicholas House has been around for 36 years, and that's been our policy from day one, and we've never had any issues. And so we feel it's a vital core part of our philosophy that a family unit's already going through a lot of crisis and stress as it is. Let's keep them together and they can work on their where they want to be moving forward together as well.
And now, Dennis, you talked about the services, and we've talked with Roshan, who has been through the program. Could you share with our listeners exactly what the program is for families at Nicholas House and how you work with these families that are in crisis situations and bring them through to becoming self-sufficient?
Certainly. And in fact, one of the key things is that not all homeless families are the same. And so we have different types of programs for families at different stages of need. But across all of those programs, the focus is on accountability, having a specific plan of action with goals, objectives, and timelines to go from wherever you are now to where you can be in the future. And that includes everything from adult education classes, that includes budgeting classes, parenting classes, how to get a job, find a job, keep a job. Also an after-school program for the children, because child care is a huge issue for parents who are trying to find jobs and maintain them, a whole summer camp experience for when school's out. It's an all-day summer camp. And obviously the most important part is case management, just someone there to help you with that plan, guide you along, get you the resources so that if you have an objective in that plan, what can we do to help you achieve that objective?
One of the other things that I share with people when I talk about the Nicholas House is that homelessness happens for so many different reasons. Sometimes it's health issues, which means, you know, less working hours, which means less pay, which means all of a sudden you can't pay, you know, the rent. Or someone gets laid off and all of a sudden the one check in the family, you know, doesn't stretch as far. You get behind. But sometimes I still feel in our community that people are blaming homeless. You know, it's your fault that you're in this situation. And often when you hear the true story, it's almost no one's fault. It's just circumstances.
That's right. A lot of people, you know, think of homelessness. The first image that comes to mind is the guy underneath the overpass, right, or at the end of the exit ramp. And that's a real face of what homelessness is. But for families in particular, you know, the face of homelessness are children and moms and parents. And it's because instead of earning a living wage, they're sort of living on the edge. And something happens in their lives that could happen to any single one of us, and it just pushes them off into homelessness. And as you mentioned, it could be as simple, certainly losing a job and you don't have a lot of savings, but it could be family separation, the main wage earner leaves. It could be we have people in our shelter whose children got sick and they had to stay home and or in the hospital to take care of them, and they lost their job. Their car breaks down. They couldn't afford to get it fixed, and so they couldn't get to work on time. Any number of life things could happen to you, and you're just so close to the edge that just you couldn't recover, and they don't have the support system that many other people might have. And that's what Nicholas House does. Nicholas House is the support system to get people back up helping themselves. And so it's that economic issue from what most of us find.
And so that brings us right to our sleep out.
Yes.
Off the street and on your feet. What are you all looking for from the community to participate in the sleep out? What do you want folks to know? How can people, if you're interested, get involved? And how do you want to promote this opportunity for our community?
Absolutely. Off the street, on your feet, a sleep out to help homeless families is just that. It's people who are joining in solidarity with those who are homeless to sleep out in the yard of our shelter downtown across Grant Park, and raise money and raise awareness. And so what we ask is that people who want to show solidarity and let people know, let those families who are homeless know that they support them, that they can join, go to our website, nicholashouse.org, sign up to join the sleep out. They sign up to pledge to raise $500 as an individual. Students are $250 and couples are $1,000. And there's even groups could come together for $2,500 as a group to raise money. And they will come that night on October 5th to our shelter. They will eat with some of the families in the shelter. They'll have a tour of the shelter, learn more about family homelessness. There will be lots of information given. Then they'll be sleeping outside under the stars all night long and raising money and awareness for homeless families. And the funds will go to help families like Rashawn's to make a difference.
So when I share with people about my sleep out experience, I remember trying to find a place. Do you want to stay on the concrete? Do you want to be in the mulch? Do you want to be in the grass? And you actually, you know, you have to consciously think about where, you know, do I want to be?
Exactly. And I actually chose the mulch and then discovered there were ants in them. So I had to move over. So that's true. So it is a good experience. And that's what it is. It's an experiential activity as well as a fundraising activity. People have lots of fun time, but they also learn a lot. And so we encourage people who are interested to raise awareness and raise some funds to help homeless children and parents to join us at nicholashouse.org. It's right there on the front page. They can sign up. And so that's what we're asking folks to do. I'd particularly like to thank Monarch Private Capital, who is a presenting sponsor of the event.
And I also want to let folks know that this is safe. It is in a fenced backyard, and there is security.
Yeah.
But you actually get to have that experience. And the other great part was you got to see some of the family members who are getting support from Nicholas House. So, you know, you got to see those families. And then we had families sleeping out in solidarity.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So it was just for me, it was a wonderful experience. And I hope our listeners are going to participate. I think I was one of the older people there. So if you've got younger folks whose bones might be able to take the ground a little bit better, you know, sign up and come on out.
Right. And you don't necessarily have to sleep out as well. I mean, you can just join us and just donate online in solidarity or support and sponsor somebody else to go and support them to sleep out as well.
I found it just an amazing experience. I will be sleeping out again this year. For our listeners, as you mentioned, who may not want to sleep out but want to support Nicholas House in some way, what are some of the other things that listeners can do in support of your mission?
Certainly. Well, they can first stop, go to nicholashouse.org, our website, and you'll see that there's an opportunity to volunteer, and there's a whole listing of ways to do things. There are in-kind donations. Always, we need drives for all types of different materials that are needed. There are snacks.
From toiletries to diapers,
toilet paper, cleaning supplies, snacks for the after-school program, individually wrapped snacks, bottles of water. We've got an entire list of things that we would need. But also people can volunteer to come serve dinners. They can come and teach classes. They can come. We have the yard that we're sleeping out is huge, and we need people to help us take care of that yard, cut grass, rake leaves. There is no shortage of things that a volunteer can do to help make Nicholas House successful, because we exist because of volunteers.
And when you say to make Nicholas House successful, it's really to make our family successful.
Exactly.
I want you to share a little bit. Nicholas House, when you graduate from the Nicholas House program and you find your own home, how do you all make sure that those families are secure in that home after they leave Nicholas House?
Sure. We actually follow families for up to 2 years after they leave our program, so that we can be an emergency backstop if something does come up, have early intervention. But it also helps us learn a lot as well, so that what we're doing really making a difference. And that's how we know that a year or more after leaving our services, 87 to 90% of families remain totally independent on their own. So we know it's a program that works. It works long term. It's just not a temporary fix. And we're always, and the families always know that we're there for them if they need something.
I know another challenge is when the families come out of the program is finding that affordable housing. Mm-hmm. So this is a call too for all of those real estate developers who are listing. If you've got apartments or rental properties, it's a safe bet on Nicholas House because, as you said, you're going to work with that family for a number of years after they get into that facility.
Absolutely. It's always difficult to affordable housing in the city is a big issue, and it's always difficult for us. Even if we're helping a family with a subsidy with their rent, it's hard for us to get people in leases because of the price point. So certainly if there's any landlords that are interested in partnering with us, we love to do that. To be sure that we can have a place for families to go, and also we can support them, and it's helpful for landlord as well.
And Dennis, you've said nicholashouse.org a couple of times as the website to find out more information. Is there anything else you want us to know about the Nicholas House mission and, you know, off the streets and on your feet, our sleep out coming up on October 5th?
Well, it's simply that Nicholas House worked with the city of Atlanta to put a new strategic plan in place. And part of that strategic plan, a citywide plan for the continuum of care of Atlanta, is that we're going to make family homelessness rare, brief, and non-reoccurring by 2020. And this is 2018. So in the next couple of years, we've got a lot of work to do, but it's very doable. We're seeing the needle move. We are beginning to reduce the family homelessness, and we want it rare, brief, and non-reoccurring by 2020. And Nicholas House can be a leader in helping family homelessness achieve that goal. Only, though, with the support of the community and those people who are listening now. So go to nicholashouse.org. Hopefully come out and sleep out with us or help somebody who is sleeping out, and we can make that happen.
I love the Nicholas House. I'll be sleeping out. Come join me. Sleep out on October 5th at the Nicholas House for support of homeless families in our community. And for more information, it's nicholashouse.org. Dennis, thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Appreciate it.
You've been listening to The Local Take, community engagement from 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's Jazz Station. You can leave comments or questions on our community engagement line at 404-880-6211 or email kiplinprimus@gmail.com. Past interviews are available for on-demand listening at WCLK.com. The Local Take is produced by Kiplin Primus, Rob Maynard, and Jami Wellman. WCLK is a proud licensee of Clark Atlanta University.